this is certainly a very serious illness. The risk of transmission, however, is generally very low to people in the general population, and the United States public health infrastructure is really well equipped to handle having a case in the United States and preventing that kind of transmission. So I wouldn't say that necessarily that the media is hyping the situation. It's certainly very serious in West Africa, and that outbreak is of great concern. But I also think that we have to kind of consider the infrastructure that exists within the United States, and people really should pay attention to the facts as opposed to fear-mongering if that's happening.
The man from Liberia, now being treated in Texas, initially went to the emergency room, and the doctors there sent him home with some antibiotics. Are doctors in this country and medical staff trained to recognize something that they usually don't see in the United States?
Well, I think we have to look at it both from a symptom perspective and a unique scenario perspective. So the symptoms of Ebola are very similar to a lot of febrile illnesses, fever, headaches, muscle pain, that sort of thing. So when a patient presents at a hospital with those symptoms, it sort of takes a next step to identify whether that individual, for instance, has traveled recently and to sort of bring Ebola to the forefront of the mind as something that might be a cause of that patient's symptoms. So I would say in the absence of an outbreak, a clinician might not necessarily think about that. In the present situation, I think that is probably not the case. I think people have this on the forefront of their minds. The CDC has put out warnings and alerts. I think medical personnel definitely have this as something in the back of their mind, and they're being vigilant and looking for the potential for these symptoms to be reflective of Ebola.
Americans who may have recently traveled to Africa, what should they be doing now?
That's a really good question. So the CDC has actually put out travel alerts or recommendations against travel to certain parts of Africa. And I think people who have conducted that kind of travel, CDC is currently coordinating efforts to educate people as they're leaving Africa before they're coming back to the United States. So those types of procedures should be happening on sort of the tail end. But I think people who are returning from Africa need to be cognizant of any kind of symptom and certainly seek medical care if they're feeling unwell. Because it's very important that they, if they do in fact have Ebola, they did come in contact with the infected, come in contact with an infected individual, that they be quarantined and isolated, because that's actually very effective at preventing the transmission of this illness.
How easily is this illness transferred?
It's not actually easily transmitted in a general sense. It does not travel through the air. So, you know, being on a train with someone, being in close proximity with someone, it certainly puts you at greater risk, but it's coming in contact with the bodily fluids of an infected and symptomatic person that really transmits this virus. So people who are medical personnel coming in contact with a patient are at greater risk of transmission, family members, anyone who's handling, say, for instance, the blood or the sputum or saliva of an individual who has Ebola is at greater risk.
Is there a cure for Ebola?
Well, I think this particular outbreak has really brought that to the forefront of national conversation. As you know, there is not a readily available vaccine for this virus. It's not something that people routinely get vaccinated against. There has been a vaccine that has been successful in treating some of these patients. Those couple of American physicians who were abroad and got ill actually were successfully treated and are now quite well. So it seems that there's some promise for these therapies that are available but are perhaps not available in large quantities. So we have to think about, for instance, in West Africa, you know, this Ebola is about, I think, 50% fatal in Africa, and we have to think about the availability of those treatments and whether there's enough to go around. So clearly we want to contain the spread rather than developing or, creating a lot of medicine to try to treat these individuals.